Good morning. This past week daf was daf Pei Beis in the 11th parak in Maseches Nedarim. So let's see. The Gemara starts from the bottom of Pei Alpha and Beis. Bo minei Rav Merav Nachman Tashmi Shamit Le'abonon Inu Nefesh Hu Advam Shubei Noi Leveino. There's a machlokes in the Mishnah by us between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbanon that what goes into the category of inu nefesh. Right, we saw in the Mishnah before the inu nefesh. There's two types of nedarim that a baal av could be made from: inu nefesh and dvarim shebein leveino. There are differences between the extent, right, of the what that far helps. Nidri and nefesh, it helps. The hafara could take care of that nether for everything, forever. And bein leveino, we saw in the Gemara, the Rishonim say that it helps only until she marries someone else, and only as long as it's relevant to the husband himself. So the Gemara wants to know over here that according to Rabbanan Shita, what about Tash Mishamit? The Machlokes in the Mishnah is concerning Vechitza, Kishut. Rabbanan hold that those things are Bechlal Inu Nefesh. What is with Tash Mishamit? Is that considered Inu Nefesh? Is Zot the Gemara, Omalei Tini Suho. So Nachman answers back to Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says this. The Mishnah later on says, "Unetulani min haYehudim." If Elisha makes a nether, she asks Tashmish of everyone. Oleho, netula ani min haYehudim. Right, literally means I'm removed from all Yidden. In the sense of Anissa Tashmish. Is Zokt Mishnah, Yofel Chilkoi Misham Shosai, that the husband could be made for. However, the Hafora helps only for Chilk, for himself. Utehene Tulu Min HaYehudim. However, that she remains also to everyone else. Zokt Gmar, V'yamer Neder Inu Nefesh Have. If Tashmish would be Bechal in a Nefesh, Amar Teni Tulum Nayudim, why is it that the Isser remains from everyone else? In a Nefesh, the Haforas Abal helps for everyone. Yishmamino Dvom Shebein Leveino Havim. So this is a right from that Mishnah clearly, that it's not in a Nefesh. The basis of the Hafora is just Bein Leveino, and that's why it's a limited Hafora. Is Zokta Gemara to be Madche the Raya? Gemara says like this, Rabbonin Tiboy Loch. The Shaila was according to Rabbonin Shita. Mishum Dinatula Animan Hayudun Rabbi Yosi Katani Lo. And the reason why that Mishnah is not a Raya is because that Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. Rav Huna says that all the Mishnayos in the Hemshech, in the rest of the Perek, which don't have a name attached to them, they are all going in Shitas Rav Yosi Mimai. How does he know that? Kivin de Katan Rav Yosi Ein Elo Nidre Nefesh. In our Mishnah, and Rabbi Yosi is coming to argue on the Tanakhama's Kamashita, and Rabbi Yosi says that what you discussed till now, Rechitz and Kishud, are not Nidre in Nefesh, and he goes to say what Nidre in Nefesh is. And at the end of the Mishnah says, reviews Divrei Rabbi Yosi, right? So Zogmar, Lomalei Sulamis Neharei Zeyofer Divrei Rabbi Yosi. At the end of the Mishnah, why is it necessary for the Tana to remind us that this is the Dira of Yaisi? So what the Tana has come to tell us is not so much for this Mishnah, but it's relevant for the upcoming Mishnayis. That's what it means. So the Kitzah, so that means that this Mishnah of Netulanim Nayehudim is going according to Yaisi Shita, and according to Yaisi, we never had any Sofik. The Gemara Shaila just was according to the Rabbanan Shita. That's where we started. Excuse me. So that's why the Gemara says that there's no Raya. True that that mission definitely is relating to Tashmish as merely Beinoi Leveino, 100%. No, the question is that the Rabbanan who we're asking the Shaila according to? So the resulting Gemara that, you know, based on Rav Huna, that's not the Rabbanan. Therefore, there's no raya. Let's see the Ran. Zok the Ran. Let's pick up over here the Ran on the bottom of Pe'af of Beis. Bo minei rov me'av nachm tashmish amito abonin inay nefeshu. Tashmish amito. Does it have the status of inay nefesh? Or it's just beinoy leveino? Zok the Ran, v'nafka mino. What's the difference? I mean, regardless, the Baal could be Mefer. V'nafka mino, the Mefer bein la'asme bein la'acherim. Because if it would be nidra in a nefesh, he could be Mefer even la'acherim. Or, if it's not in a nefesh, oidvam shebein levein nohum, maybe that's all it would be considered. Oidbazor la'asme Mefer la'acherim in a Mefer. He could learn Mefer himself and not for others. Now, I mean, what taka the gather of inu nefesh is, right? You know, it's taka not so clear from the Gemara what inu nefesh is. We know that another is machlekes according between Abayisim and Rabbanan, but exactly what the category is, what's considered inu nefesh. Taka not so clear, and you know, based on that, the Gemara is clearing a shaila over here. Let's admit the Gemara talk about rechitz and kishit, right? These are I don't even know exactly how we'd be magged at these things, personal hygiene kind of zachen. It could be that kishit. Maybe that's not even the proper way how would you categorize kishit? It seems to be more of how one presents themselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tash mishamito is a need to a certain degree. The Gemara wants to know whether that's considered in nefesh. Now the truth is that we find that in other places it is. Let's say we had considering Yom Kippur, right? Now that's what it is over there. Inui in Tanes Benoisai, right? The Gemara learns from Sukkot over there that it is an inui, in that sense. concerning Nidorim, the Gemara's mistapic over here, whether that has the chomer of inui nefesh. Now, what your thoughts on the matter? You usually have something good to say on this.
I have to admit that I really didn't even think about it. It's an obvious. Now the Rabban mentions it. That's I could just say that I once asked someone like I was bothered by people would argue if something fit within the definition,
mm-hmm.
right? And you know, I said you look up the definition and then you see if it fits in it. And so someone answered or said to me, he said, you know, the way I do it is that I you know, look what's in it, and then I based on that come up with the definition.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like, right, a little right. more how language works.
Right, so, I mean, that's probably what you're at, what we're dealing over here. Like, what exactly is the category? Would this fit into or not? Right, we probably know what Tashma Shemitah is. Probably not mistopic about that, but just the question is whether the category of Inyan Nefesh we'll bring that in, or that'll be left out in the cold. Right.
But I guess, like, underlying what the Rav is asking is how, like, what was their machlokas based on? You know, where did, like.
Right, right. So the Ikar machlokas, right. That's, so it's really, right. There's like 2 points. What is the machlokas? And, right, and what is the shaila over here concerning the Rabbanan Shita. Yeah, right. So these are all things what to think about. I don't have too much to be massive over here, but definitely something to think about, to work through the business of Pilpa Chaverim, and have it out with someone that will bring out the clarity. Akoponim, let's see, Zokt Ran. Ram the Gemara brought the mission then two anim ha'idim she also hanoas tashmisham oleho is zok the Gemara amai it's in the Ram amai tehene tumen ha'idim the im iso the tashmish in a nefesh have a mahan you have a rosh ben aspen lachirim and that's Gemara's rayim right this nafkeminum rabbonan tiboiloch mishum the netulani ma'ayhudim Yabyesi Kotonilo. The Rabbanan Tiboilach, Rav's Taitzin seems to be that is that the Shaila remains according to the Rabbanan because the Mar Mokam that you brought is not the right Tana. So Yabyesi Kotonilo. Uli de day, Vadele have in an Efesh, Uke de Sanya Bibraisa de Leel. Zokteran that by the previous price, so Bishulei Hashamesh Mitosin Yofer Mishum Dvorm Shebeinu Leveinu. That was the price that is from the price on towards the top of the Omid here. Yet, Zok the Ran Kule Pirkin of Yesihi, the Ran on the top of Pei Beis Omer Aleph, or continue on. Kule, like Mor says, though, that Rav Huna says that Kule Pirkin of Yesihi, Kulu Stome, the high Pirkin of Yesi Katani Lohu. At all the Mishnais, which the rest of the Perek, which are stoma, they're not related to a specific tana, or a hemshach of shitas Rabbi Yosi. The kibbutz the kana Rabbi Yosi omer ein elu nidrei in nefesh. And our Mishnah Rabbi Yosi comes and argues on the Tana Kama. V'yu gufei omer elu hein nidrei in nefesh, and he himself continues to offer what are in nidrei in nefesh. Lo malei lemisnesu. Why would it be necessary to review over again? So Rav Huna understood that the reason why the Tana repeated that is to tell him is to kula pirkan b'yosi. The whole parak is a b'yosi. Therefore, for katla bonati boiloch. Therefore, we have no raya. As far as the ikar shaila, which was in the shita rabbanon, we still the shaila still stands. The Dilma Tashmish in a nefeshu, maybe according to the Rabbanon, Tashmish is in nefesh. Oy bazayin umeifah ben laasbein ben laachayim in kutin abonim. Now the Ran continues as follows. Ule'in halacha. Right? Zok the Ran, so what is the halacha on this matter, on this topic? Now, the Ran is going over here that halacha is like the Rabbanon, and therefore he wants to know what is the halacha. In halacha, kim the bayin loyev shita, laktin lochumra. Okay, it's a bayin loyev shita, and therefore the dorm is a shal for the raisa that we have to go lochumra. Ve'ene meifer elam yishum dvorim shebeinoi leveino, and therefore the extent of the hafara will be limited only to beinoi leveino. Okay, and the Ran mentioned something which we have to see the Hemshech HaGemara. I think we saw before that the Ran brought that the Rishit is HaRambam, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yossi. Now the Ram before had said something that maybe we'll see. The Ram before had said concerning the Ikar Machlokes in the Mishnah. Machlokes was whether Kishut and Rechitz is in a Nefesh, and Machlokes Rabbanon Rabbi Yosi. So the Rambam had brought that the Halach is like the Rabbanon. And the Ran mentioned over there that even though Rav Huna said that Kula Pirkan Zeb Yaisin Loi Kaimel and Kavosi, sounds like that Loi Kaimel and Kavosi means we don't Originally, I thought something else. He says, even though Rav Huna says that Kula Pirkan Zeb Yosi, nevertheless, we don't pass like Rav Yosi. Okay, the Ran over here is a little bit more. The Ran says that it doesn't have the chashivas of, what was the Ran learning before? It doesn't have the chashivas of a stam mishnah, which we would have passed like a stam mishnah. Rather, it is as if the name is attached to those mishnayos later. A stam mishnah would be a reason why we would paskin like that, but if the name is on the mishnah itself, so that on the contrary, right, that tells us it's a shita siyachido. So this that Rav Huna says that kula pirke is a b'yasi, it doesn't have the chashivus of a stam mishnah. Adrabe, it's a yochid, and therefore the inyan halacha we would not be not passing like that. This is the shita of the Ran, right? But the Ran had brought over the Avil Haram and Zal Posak mid Rav Huna k'Rav Yosi. That's the shita of Haram over here. Right, so this that the Ran is talking over here by us, as if the halacha is like the Rabbanon, that's in, you know, the Shittas Rishonim. Now let's see the Gemara a little further. Okay, we're up to on the Pei Beis Amud Aleph, Omar Shmu, which is approximately halfway down the daf. Omar Shmu Shmei Delevi. Kol Nedorim Baal Mefer Leishtoi. Okay, Shmu says a Memra B'Shem Levi the following. Kol Nedorim Baal Mefer Leishtoi. The Ran says that this cloud that he's talking about obviously doesn't mean as it would sound, because we know that only you need to be one of the two types in order to be mefer. So after man, v'hu dahav nidre ini nefesh. So the understanding over here is that we're talking about something that's ini nefesh, and zok the gemara chutz mehanosi al ploini. That means she's asking her ano on someone else. If she asks her ano on someone, that someone else can't have ano from her. So what this means over here is that even though the type of iser is something which would be considered in nefesh, however, since the iser is not on her. On the contrary, it's on someone else, so even though it involves her, so this doesn't have to do with Nidre Nefesh. In Nefesh means there has to be Ma'ane, the Isha herself. So that's what this memory is coming to be Michalik over here, that Hanosi al Ploini is any Mefer. However, Hanoas Ploini Olai Mefer. If she answers her from receiving Hano from a certain person, then that the Baal could be mefer based on the din of Nidre in Nefesh. If she's asked for any type, any kind of Hano, so included in that, an Isra Hano would be in Nefesh. Zokt Duran. Chutz mehanosiyal aplani, the holy have a law in a nefesh, right? That the inefesh doesn't talk to her. Avhanos plani alai mefer, the kivan dizbo in a nefesh, afal pish le noja elo. What is it about you? Is it echad? They changed to echad?
They changed to
echad. Yeah, okay, it should be echad, right. A mefer. Even though she asked only from one person in the offer. So now let's hear over here the Chiddush in this Gemara. Right? I mean, definitely when we learned the Mishnah, we understood that Nidre Ini Nefesh is when she is depriving herself of a certain need. Now, in order to deprive oneself from it, that, you know, has to be that all sources of that need are also, if were it to be just from one source, then since that need is still available to her, so we definitely would have thought that that's not in an effort, right? That's how we understood the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah talks about the fact that you could get it from someplace else. Now, this member, the Shmuel, is telling us a Dover Chodosh, a Chiddush over here, something new, that the dinner of Nidre in an effort does not necessarily mean, and we'll see the Gedorim as the Gemara goes on, but it does not necessarily mean that it's not available for her at all. That even by asking from one person, if the type of Hano, or the type of thing that's being Neser, is something which is essentially in a nefesh, the fact that she could make up for that loss from a different source is not going to help us. And we'll see the Gedorim to that. But that is what the Chiddush of this memra over here is. Hanos plenty olai, the loch is mefer, because that is bechlal nidre in a nefesh. If she can't, if there's no way for her to have Hanoah from Pliny, and therefore the things that are being held back from her from Pliny are Nidr Inin Nefesh. That's sufficient to give this nether put into the category of Nidr Inin Nefesh, even though that she could still get that from a different source. That's what he's being mechadish over here. We don't need her to be actually deprived. As long as she's deprived from this source, that already has the din of Nidrin and Nefesh. Now we'll see in Hemshach HaGemara the guidelines and conditions to this. Zok the Gemara. So the Gemara asks right away from the Mishnah that we would have thought the Mishnah says not like that. Tanan, the Mishnah says, Peres medina zu ola, yovi lo medina acheres. The Mishnah says that if she asks on herself, right, this is even Rabbi Yossi talking about, this case over Peres is definitely Nidrei Inin Nefesh, but she answered it from a specific source, right? Peres medina zu olai. He's up to Mishnah, Yovelam medina acheres, which means that the Baal cannot be mefer. This is not Nidrei Inin Nefesh, because she could get from a different source. Now, this is directly opposing what Shmuel just said. Shmuel just told us that the fact that you could get from another source doesn't help me. As long as you answered something which is in the category of Inin Nefesh from a specific source, that is sufficient to consider that nether Inin Nefesh. The fact that you could replace, or get that enough from a different source doesn't change things. So, in fact, the Mishnah says not like that. The Mishnah specifically says that Peres Medina Zu is the halacha is that he can't be made for Yovel Medina Acheres, which the Mishnah means goof to say that the fact that she's not deprived from Peres because you can still get Peres from someplace else. En fit Gemara. Rabbi Yosef says that Anubshat not Mishnah. Till now we thought our Mishnah was that she was answering the Paris of Medina Zoo, without any limitations. No way, right? There's no way there for her to be Nana. She's answering the Hanov of the Paris of that Medina in Ulefanim. Is the creation? No, that's not what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah means she said Shetovi, that you talking to her husband, that Paris that you bring from that Medina, those are also Ami. But if they're brought from a different source, someone else brings them, she brings them, whatever it is that they're still mutter, and that's why the name of this, it can't be Mefer, because it's taka not a total Isser on the Paris of that Medina. Now, the Ran himself asked the question, we'll see that in the Ran, right? But whoever's bothered by it right now, the Mishnah says, Yavlam Dina Acheres, right? Right? If you're telling me that Medina Acheres doesn't really help us, right? If that Medina would have been Osir by itself, and the reason why it's mutter because she has a heter in Oysa Medina. So why is the Mishnah telling me Yavla Medina Acheres? The Mishnah should say Yavla Acher. Right, okay. Right. That's the question over here, 100%. So let's see the Ran. The Ran de Ramazchil Yavi Medina Acheres. That's the Mishnah says. She asked Paris Medina Zu. Yob Nachers, Zokteran, Avo Paris Oysa Medina, Mitzriyalo, the Paris of that Medina that she are also, Ven Yochlohofren, Mishnah saying they can't be Mayfern. The Kolsh came by Meres Hanoas plenty of lies, Shin Yochlohofren. The Gemara's question is definitely so, if Hanoas plenty, just, a much smaller bracket of Isser, if the Isser of an entire Medina the Mishnah says that it's still mutter because you get from someplace else, so definitely from, if she asks one person, definitely there are not the avenues to get peiros, to get hanoah, are still very much open. En fit the Gemara, the Ka'amra Shetava Yata. It's slightly different gear, so. Shetava Shetava Yata, but it's the same point. Shetava Yata. Kigoin Zokt the Ran. The Gemara's Teretz is the Ka'amra Peres Medina Zuala Im Tavi Ata. She asked it that they'll be also the ones that you bring. Aval Kashi Vim Acher Loyas Rosa Malo. However, she didn't make a total isra on the Paris of that Medina. Only the Paris that her husband brings for her. V'kivan yesh lo takana ba'isin Paris shloisa Medina. Ayidei acher. Since that there is a way to be nene from the Paris of that Medina through someone else. Oybazal le'dom hanos plenty olai. So that's the difference between this and hanos plenty. It's not similar to that because this that Shmuel said hanos Paris olai the los lo takana. Lehanes ma'isa plenty, that there's no way of being nena from that plenty. So at this point, what we're saying is as follows: that Shmuel's din is that she asks hanoah from a specific source, as long as that there is a total issur there and there's no way for her to be nena from that source, that has a din of nidra in a nefesh. Right? Like we're saying that the fact that you could replace or that you get by without that source, it doesn't change things. It still has the din of nida and nefesh, the fact that she's deprived from something which has in a nefesh, being deprived from that type of thing. The Mishnah, which says that Peres Medina Zu, he can't be made for, the Gemara's answer is because the case of the Mishnah really is that she left open the ability to be nana from Paris Medina Zoo, because she only asked the Paris that are brought by her husband, right? By a specific person. So since she could still be nana, so therefore in these Paris themselves, there's no ina, because she could still be nana from these Paris. Now, Frekteran, v'chitemo, if you'll ask the following question, im kein, havala l'misni, yovi lo, Acher mi peres oisa medina. That this is the Ran's kasha, right? Ran asks the Ran the question. I mean, if that's the point, the reason why it's mutter is because the reason why he can't be made for it is because that there is a heter in the peres of oisa medina itself. What she asked her, it's not totally also. She could still derive pleasure from those peres. If that's so. So the Mishnah should have said that point. When the Mishnah explains why it's mutter, the Mishnah says that Yovim Medina Acheres. Well, why are we talking about Medina Acheres? Right? The point is that there's a heter in Oisa Medina itself. I can see where we are?
Yeah.
Okay. Right? Ikal Meimar answers the Ran. Ikal Meimar, the Mishum Hochi Katani Yovilam Medina Acheres. The following reason is why the Mishnah says Yovilam Medina Acheres. Mishum, shim lo yehoyis lo takona ayde baal. If there was no takona, if there was no way of having this hano peiros, right, through her husband, afagav the isla takanta ayde acher, then meifim. The Ran says that I would understand from over here that. There is a piece missing over here, that it's not sufficient to be able to be nana from Oysa Paris through an Acher, but she needs to be nana from this type of Hanoh, from Paris, through her husband. And if there was no way for her being nana from Paris through her husband, then it wouldn't help the Acher, and the husband would be able to be Mefer. The Horesha, the Omro, Koinen Peres Olam Olai. The Ran says as follows, right? In the Resha of the Mishnah, right? That case where she could be made, she asked the Peres of the entire world. The Kotani Hareze Yofer. That now that part of the Mishnah, Art is also is going, like the Ran's come to say, will be retranslated according to what we're saying right now. Right? Until now, we thought that she's answering the Paris of the entire world on herself, and there's no way to be Nana from it. But according to what we're saying right now, Zot Ran, but Omra Shetavi Ato Misukma Dumi De Seifa, that just like in the Seifa. Right, in this part of the mission is talking about that the issa was specifically on from the Paris that her husband brings. So it should follow now that in the ratio when she asked Paris Ha'olam, again it's also speaking in such a case that she asked the Paris Ha'olam only this data that her husband brings. So that means that someone else could bring her. Right? That's what should come out. Nevertheless,
what does
Misukma mean? Misukma means to establish.
Oh.
Right? Einsetzen.
Oh.
Right? Misukma. Oh. Right? Oh. That ratio will be established, will be, we will explain the ratio, Dumi de Sefer. Right? Because that's the mission is coming to contrast the cases. Whether you ask her Paris Kol Ha'olam, ask her Paris HaMedina. So the Mishnah is all speaking in the same kind of case. And therefore, it should follow that the Reisha is not really a total Isler. She's asking only the Paris that her husband brings. So you still have a Takana de Acher. Nevertheless, the Mishnah says that you could be Mefer. So what does that tell me? It tells me, Kiman de Lesla Takantai, they bow since her husband, she doesn't have a takana through her husband, is katana hareze yofer. That is enough of a reason to be mefer. It's still considered nizah in an efesh. Mishum da havale ka'imeres hanoas pleni olai. That will be similar to, you know, what Shmuel is saying. The man comes back around and says, that's why in the Sefer the mission says Yom Neacheres. Loimar the Taima, the Motzi Mefer Bereisha Lesa B'Sefer. And what we're coming to say that this is the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer. There's in the case of the Reisha, you also could an Acher could bring her Paris, right? Nevertheless, it can be mefer because this is the point. This is the difference. The difference is the ratio mishum less the takante baal moti mefer, and the ratio there's no takante baal. So that's why the loch is that you could be mefer is still considered in nefesh. I will be safer given the isla takante de baal lo yofer. Okay, let's hear what we said over, and let's see if we could try to understand what the pshat in this is. I mean, the Ran tells us, and he says that what I see over here in the Gemara is that there's an additional condition over here. That it's not sufficient, the fact that, you know, we're going with Shmuel's din, right? Shmuel's halacha is that if she asks a specific source of the type of thing which is in a nefesh, if she asks a specific source of that, even though other sources maybe are still mutter, that could still be together nidra in nefesh, if that source was totally answered. And therefore, in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says that if she asks something specific, like Paris Medina Zu, then the Gemara had said that the Mishnah has to be talking where that source is not totally aser, and therefore she only asked her Baal from bringing it, but she still could get the Paris from a different source. Now the Ran tells us that from what the Mishnah says, and we see that wouldn't be sufficient, because the Mishnah says that Tovlo Mimdina Acheres, that the husband could bring her from a different Medina. So that means that the fact that she could be nene from those Paris which were asked through an acher is not sufficient to say that it's not nidre in a nefesh, and to see that she could still be nene from them. And that's why I need to have that that dafla I did a baal. Now, what's the baal doing? The baal's not giving her from Ois and Paris. Right? The baal's giving her from Paris Acheris. Right? So let's just get the facts over in, and then we'll see if you understand how these two things come together. What we need over here in order for it to be mutter is we need two conditions. Right? We need to have that there's a heter by Ois and Paris. Right? Now, that heter by Ois and Paris could be Aydei and Acher. However, being that the heter by Ois and Paris is Aydei and Acher, so, and when we need a heter Aydei Baal, so what's the heter Aydei Baal? That's Paris Acheris. Right? So there's some kind of tzirif over here that each thing on its own is not helping. Baal from Paris Acheris won't help us, right? Because that's the Iker Memor of Shmuel. If you ask for something totally, the fact that you could get from a different source doesn't help you. And therefore, like the Gemara answers, that I have a heter ba'ois in Paris. I need a heter in these Paris themselves, which over here is through an Acher. However, an Acher is not sufficient. We need a heter from the Baal. The heter from the Baal could be from Paris Acheris. So over here, what's a little difficult to understand is that the head of these two conditions work together. You know, if according to Shmuel, I mean, Shmuel's memory is that Paris Acheris don't have any bearing over here, right? So why is it that, you know, if I need the Baal could work on Paris Acheris. The reason why they could work, right? It's like he says, because you have a heter over here. But the heter mitzad and mitzad the acher itself is not sufficient. So there seems to be some kind of tziruf over here, which needs a little bit of explanation. That these two pieces are coming together. That means, but let's just first translate what this means. That what does it mean that I need a heter ayde the baal? Right, look what that means. All right, the way I understand, maybe some could give another explanation. But heter ayde baal, the way I would understand what that means is that getting Paris ayde someone else, a foreigner, is not something that one could rely on or could even really view as a practical heter from it. I mean, theoretically, and then you could get it from someone else. But it's not necessary practically. Why should someone else bring her Paris? I mean, she could count on her husband to give her Paris. He's from some mechuyev to give her Paris. Right? So that's the defus of Baal over here. Right? And that's why we can't rely on the Acher. So mitzad echad, the fact that it is possible to be nena, seif kol seif ayde Acher, right? That means something over, and that's why that's considered that there is a heter in these Paris. Le'idach gisa, that what we'll call it, that heter is not such a practical heter, and we need to have a practical heter. No, but over here, so that's the heter al-day the baal. But Mashi, she doesn't have a heter in Ois and Paris al-day the baal. That you're coming to Paris Acheris. Now, Paris Acheris really should not be Malo Moirid, right? If you didn't have the Acher, the fact that the baal could bring her Paris Acheris, which is very, 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 very much practical that she'll have it, but that's not Malo Moirid if the Paris are themselves are also. So there's some kind of combination over here. That if you have a, we'll call it a mixas heter, you know, it's in Paris, that's through an acher seems to be that it's a weak heter. We'll call it, it's a weak heter in the practicality, right? That's how I'm explaining it. Explain maybe differently. Right? So, you know, in din, it's mutter. She didn't ask for the Paris at all, through an acher. But practically speaking, you know, we don't really see that she's gonna be nene from it practically. So therefore the heter that she has in Ois and Paris is a weak heter. That's not sufficient to take it out of the category of Inei Nefesh. So that what I need to have is to take it out of the category of Inei Nefesh, I need to have a practical Hanoah from Paris. That is sufficient Paris Acheris. Right? Even though, you know, that mitzad atzmei wouldn't help. If I didn't have the acher Right? If she asked her totally these payers, the fact that her husband could get her payers from someone else wouldn't help. Right? So I need a heter in oisim payers. The idach isa that an acher, a heter from an acher is not sufficient. There's a weakness in that heter. I need a heter specifically from the Baal. But if what I'm missing is just the heter from the Baal, that heter could help us even in payers acheres. So I don't claim to see really. It bothers me how these two things come together. Maybe Michael could tell us an understanding, an explanation. To me, it seems like you know, two halves that don't really come to make a whole here.
I can tell you what I was thinking. He says here. He says here. He says here. Kevan delesla takanta al yedei abal katani hari ze yafir. Meaning that's talking where she said peiros ha'olam are asur, and so she can't get them even from the Baal.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says mishum dehavele komeris hanas ploni alai. What I'm thinking he means by this is that if she wouldn't have a takana al yedei abal, the issue isn't with the payers. The issue is now the Baal is completely usher to her. She can't get henny hana from the Baal. So that's like hanas ploni alai. That's what he means to say.
She can't get hana from the Baal. Let's hear that. She can't get hano. Let's see. That she's asking peiros ha'olam, and the peiros ha'olam really are only through the Baal. So the Baal can't bring her peiros. So she is answering hano. Hanos Paris from her husband. She can't be Nana from her husband. So why is that? Why is that worse? Like, why is that the example that we understand?
Yeah. Meaning, up until I said this, I might have thought, all she's doing is ushering Paris from her husband. She's not ushering all Hana from her husband. It's only if you also usher all Hana from a person,
right,
that he could be Mefer. If you just ask her one kind of hana from a person, you wouldn't be able to be mefer. But I was bothered by what he was saying here. You know, again, kevan de lesla takanta al yedei abal katani hari ze yofir mishum de havele komeris hanas ploni aloi.
So you see, if the Paris translates somehow, it became like from Paris to hano. That's what he's saying.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like,
okay, I guess that would be a little bit beer. Taka, how does that happen? What makes that happen? Okay. I thought he was just really just relating it to Shmuel's din. That's what he meant to say. But you're saying it's becoming something more than that.
Not sure. I mean, this runs a little hard on this stuff.
What do you say,
Shlomo? When it says Paris means Medinas Acheres, how did the Rav understand that? Is like, I know that when we were in Israel, bananas are different than American bananas, right? Here, when we're talking about fruit from another place, are they interchangeable or taka? There's a difference between one country's fruit and another country's fruit, but nevertheless, that's not considered inu nefesh.
Mm-hmm. So, what did you want to say?
I was myself. I don't know.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
Even if it's not like bananas to bananas. I'm not going to have any produce from Spain. Okay.
Any
produce from Spain, uh-huh. Right? I don't like them, the pro-Palestinian. I'm not going to do any, right? okay, so you can have produce from Mexico. It's not a question of their bananas or different their bananas.
Right.
So you don't have Spanish bananas, you have Mexican grapefruit, whatever, right?
So even same, totally different fruit, yeah, okay, right, like you can only get the, you know, right, mm-hmm. but I guess even further.
Right.
It would seem like it's whatever this need for Paris is, however you understand that, but right, it's probably not limited to a certain type or a certain
I mean, I'm not sure Paris is just limited to fruits.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more like produce like a word like mm-hmm. you were saying.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
It's a slightly bigger fiddish to say that that's not an English. To say I'm not having any produce of Spain is a much larger scope than saying, okay, I want to have their bananas, Like, okay, that's not really never. You're saying, there's some things that you can only get in Spain, so then I'm like, especially in those days.
Uh-huh.
Right? So it's a much larger, much bigger fish to say that that's not an effort.
Right, I hear what you're saying. Because you can't get bananas from anywhere else. Now you're ushering bananas.
Right.
I hear.
And I guess we're comparing it to, I'm not getting any enough from this person as compared to another person, right? And we're comparing that Medina to Medina. So if it's talking about different fruit, so that would seem very analogous to a different person, that he's able to give certain hamads. You have a singer, right? So he has one voice and another singer has another voice.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It could be.
What's bothering the Ron that he? The Gemara, right. Oh. I mean, why didn't the Gemara just answer from the mission itself? It said that there it said, maybe Medina Acheres, so she's not Uzzer completely in those papers. It's bringing from Medina Acheres. Why did the Gemara have to say Shetaviata?
Well, because in Shmuel you also have, you could be named from someone else. So that wouldn't be... Right, that wouldn't be an answer to the question. Uh-huh. According to Shmuel, he asked just specific from Reuven. You could get from Shimon,
uh-huh.
Right? Right. So that wouldn't be an answer. So that's why I need to mean from Yitzchak and Eisen Peres. Right. So that is the answer. Uh-huh. So that opens the question. And then that's it. You have it.
So what was bothering the Ron that Ron wants to say?
Well, once you need a heter nois in Paris, which they feel like that's more answers. More answers is that those Paris that were asked in the Mishnah by Medina Zu, it's the issue really is just for the ones that the husband brings. But if she gets the Paris through a different means, then they're motives. That's so it's a heter ba'ois in Paris. Right, so once that's so then why is the Mishnah mentioning Medina Acheres?
Right.
Why is that relevant? So that's what the Ran says. I see from over here in this Gemara that apparently the heter Adei Acher is not sufficient, and I need a heter in Paris from the Baal, even though the heter from the Baal really, is Paris Acheres, which that in itself is not sufficient. I need a heter nois in Paris. So we're making this combination that an acher will give you heter nois in Paris, but the heter from an acher is limited heter, and that's not masculine. I need heter adei baal. But being that I have a heter nois in Paris from an acher, so it's sufficient that the heter of the baal could be through Paris acheres. Right? Okay. Those are the facts, and then just trying to see how that comes together.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's,
yeah.
Something that the mind is looking for a clear hagdara over here. It seems like it's just two pieces that don't really come together. We have a problem. Okay, we'll give you another condition.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's something which doesn't sit well on the mind, even though, you know, you can, you know, conditions, it works, right? But to see how these two things work together, not just, you know, random conditions to pile on, just, you know, to make the calculations work, right? So the mind is not at rest with this. Akoponim. Yeah.
This is where we're understanding that the problem is her getting, in a certain sense, we're talking here about a specific peri, like bananas. So she has to be able to get bananas from her husband from a different medina, or she has to be able to get bananas from this medina from a different person. And that's the way we're understanding, and the question is why.
I would think that what's bothering us is not so much limited to that. However you want to work out, you know, what Paris means, I would think that we still want to know, right? You know, whatever Paris means, I think we still want to understand. The question is, you know, what's the source? That's the issue over here. You know, so you have source, this source as opposed to a different source, and then you have, you know, Acher bring getting it to you, and then you have Baal getting it to you. Right? Those are the two variables that we're working with. Okay. Let's see.
I'm not sure if this makes any sense. Just trying this out. The Rambam, maybe the one is saying that the Risha doesn't tell you that it has to be Takana Ayudei Baal. Like the Rambam is saying, like it's a practical thing. That she can't get from her husband, so it's not Mukach that she'll be able to get from someone else. Maybe he won't be willing or available. But maybe that's not what's going on here. In the Risha, because she said Peis Olam, so therefore that if her Baal, if she's specifying a husband, it's converting the entire situation into a case of Shmuel of her Noas Ploni Alai. There's nothing to do with that it has to be Dafka, her husband. That's not Nekuda. Nekuda is, in that sense, it's global, and Peyos Olam, now it's like Kanaas Ploni. It happens to be her husband, it could be anybody.
Just didn't follow that. The Reisha is talking that she could get either Acher, okay, right?
Right. So why can't she be made for in the Risha? Because now that she's saying she's Taviata, it's become the Taviata in combination with the fact that she said Pius Odom as supposed to be Pius Medinzu, so now it's become Hanoas Ploni alive.
That's what I was
heading.
That's what I was saying before.
We were just filtered through.
Oh, okay. I was reading it into the words of the Ran here.
But do you have to say Hano, or we'll call it, is that what it is? It becomes like Paris Herbal, Paris Bali Alai. No, the Hano as opposed to Paris, maybe that's not so much the point. But the point over here is that if we're talking about, you know, all Paris, and she's answering her husband from bringing, so that becomes, we view that as the husband's Paris, or that source, that avenue.
It's almost like Paris Chenvani Alai, right? That.
Let's try to hear that. So let's say, how does that translate, let's say, in the other case? So what we're saying now, that by Paris Medina, right? The fact that her husband could bring her Paris from Medina Acheres, that's why you can't look at it that she's asking Paris Bailo Aleho.
Right, it's not Hanoas Ploni Alai. So really, you don't need both reasons. The worst problem was, these two reasons, they don't seem to connect in any way, they're independent of each other.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't need both reasons. The only reason why the Mishnah is bringing this other solution is to point out the chiluk between the Rishon and the Sefer.
So they're playing a different role. They're not necessarily coming together. The fact that she could get from her husband through some from someplace else just prevents it, right? Like saying from becoming Paris Pliny Olai, Paris Bailey Olai.
Right.
That's what it is, right? Once it doesn't become that, and now we're so it's just limited to those Paris. Those parents that have a heter in.
But the Ron doesn't. I think there's a problem with the Ron's understanding this way.
Yeah.
Because then why are you mefer in the Resha? She can get Peirus Olam from another person. It's only from her husband she can't get.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so why can he be mefer in that case? It sounds like what we're saying is he can be mefer is because he's usher now. It's not because of Peirus Olam. She's not usher in Peirus Olam. Tavi Acher. The Isser, the reason he can be made for is because he's Osir on her.
Let's say this is because she asked at his Paris. Let's say that's what it becomes, right?
Right.
She asked at his Paris, and answering his Paris, that's what Shmuel's saying, that's in Nefesh. Right?
I don't understand how it's answering his Paris.
There's a little adjustment over here. His Paris always meant to us what he personally owns, right? Now what this means is his Paris is more translated in his facilitating it, right? That's what that means, and that's what they're saying the Ran means, that if you answer facilitating Paris, any type of Paris to a certain person, that will be equivalent to answering his Paris.
Or it's equivalent to Hanas playing your life. Agufa, the fact that she's not asking what belongs to him, she's asking anything that he's facilitating, that's what turns into her planning. But it's still a stretch, because there's many other hanas a person could provide other than, you know, putting home groceries. So,
that's true.
Just to say
right, that. But is that what we're looking for, that it should become hanas, or this, that we need Irei Nefesh. Paris, specifically Paris, is in Nefesh, right? Even, you know, I don't need full Hano in order to make in Nefesh. If it happens to be the Hano, when you ask the Hano, you know, that is in Nefesh. But you ask her something, you know, more narrow and focus on something which in itself is in Nefesh, right? So that's why I don't know if Imams need to make it that it's like a Hano.
So why would Levi give an example of Hano's planning? He could have said a bigger Chiddush. Is that even a more limited meder would still be considered in an nefesh?
I hear your question, but I would think that there are many hanois which really not in an nefesh. Like I wasn't so sure about what Shlomo was saying before about you know. He can't, you know, use his voice lessons, you know, I don't think that's Nidrei Nefesh, even though that's Hano. I thought the pshat was that if you're asking Hano, so, you know, in the Isra Hano lies things which are in Nefesh. That's what I thought, but I hear, you know, why is he speaking it out like that? Just, you know, get to the point.
There's a question in the Rishonim on the next day, that kind of says it the other way, that limiting Hanas Ploni is only when you're actually getting the benefit from that person. But if you limit Peirus Ploni, even if someone else bought his Peirus and then gave them to you and he's not being Mahana you at all, you'd still be Usher. Because the payers originally belonged to him, and now somebody else bought them. So that person not being Mahana you, but nevertheless, because you ushered his payers, it's even worse than if you just ushered him Mahana.
It's worse than what? It makes it more in an Esrash, more in, been over
meaning
not.
If I usher Chas v'Shalom Shlomo's payers, okay, and you buy the payers,
right?
I still can't get them because right. they were Shlomo's payers. Right. But if I asser hana from Shlomo and you buy his payers and you give the payers to him, I'm not getting any hana from him. I'm getting the hana mm-hmm. from you.
But that's not in context of Baal Nisha, right? That's Baal Nisha,
there. They bring that down as in this context of Baal Nisha, that the husband could buy it. If she assers payers, the Baal can't buy it from that person at all. But and then it would be Beno Leveno. The one that brings, there might be an answer to this, but this is a question for them.
It sounds to me like that's a question of the definition of his payers. Does it remain his payers even though someone else bought it? That's not a shy level of what creates in an effort. It's just a whole different subject that it sounds like to me.
I hear just saying maybe you don't have to be so medai. I mean, you wanted to learn something from the reason that it said hana versus payers.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, maybe Levit, that wasn't what it was teaching you at all. It's teaching you mamish, a completely different chiddush. And you can't be that. I mean, what did you want to say? You want to say hana, peiros is just limited to peiros. But maybe you can get other kinds of hana. It's right. only when you asur all hana from a person.
Right.
And not specifically the peiros. And maybe that wasn't the chiddush of hana. It wasn't, you can be made for when you say hana's ploni alai. To say you need to asur all of their hana, but if you only asur their peiros, he can't be nefer. That wasn't what Shmuel was trying to teach you. He was trying to teach you fakir. If you only asur hana as opposed to asuring his ikur peiros, still he can be nefer.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, you packed a lot into that. Like.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's why it's very hard to learn a Gemara. That's
okay, but your ha'orah taka over here has to be me'ayin into that to see if that's that's what I was assuming, but I could be making a mistake. Whether, it is probably true that hano would therefore include things which are nidi in a nefesh. Is there something relevant in all hano? I don't know why you should need to go there. You know, if included in protim, you know, of hano, like, you know, Paris, you know, whatever, you know, that really should be sufficient. But basically, but I hear your horror. You have to be my eye into that. Okay, but I go upon him. But okay, so what we're coming. Becoming over here with maybe the tackle a better understanding. This is really what Michael originally was saying, that's what's happening over here, is that these are not two conditions to try to make one whole. They're really creating a matzav over here, and we need to have to prevent that matzav from happening. That's really what it is. If it will be such that she can't. She can't get any payers from her husband, so then it will become equivalent to this that she asked for payers from her husband, and you know, and will have the din of Shmuel in that context. Right? So in order that shouldn't happen, so we need that she still could get payers through her husband, and that's why, you know, as long as you get it from a different source, that's fine, because that's preventing from creating a new kind of situation, which that in itself will answer. Mm-hmm. Okay, I hear that. Mm-hmm. Okay, shkoyach. Okay. Shkoyach you.
Again, I don't think of these things till I come here and you start asking questions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. You know, I something around. I didn't have what around, you know, the Havaleh, you know, what does he mean with that? But I hear translation in that. Okay, shkoyach. Okay. With the Pilpal Chaverim. Okay, let's see. Zotimar Toshma. The Gemara wants to bring it right from the Hemshecha Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about the next case. Peris chenvoni zeolai ein yochel lahofer. Similar case, right? Peris chenvoni zeolai. We're asking specific peris. Is any yochel lahofer? The Mishnah says that you can't be mefer, right? Seemingly, because you could get payers from a different chenvoni. that chemani is his peiros are totally osur to her, and it should be like peiros plaini. And what's plaini? And that the Gemara says, okay, fine, so we'll say the same answer. Zok to Gemara hochanami diko omra shetavi ato. So the more is contemplating this answer. The more to show us that how this is not going to work, right? That granted, in this bov itself, we could try to do that, right? And we'll, like we answered before. However, the more says that in the contrast of the Mishnah, we're going to have a problem. Lehoisa panasosoi. That's the next part of the more. The more is mechal kin chenvoni. Lehoisa panasosi el nimen harize yofin. The Mishnah continues. However, loyhoisa panasosi el mimeno hareze yofer. That case could be mefer. Now let's just remind ourselves how we learned this Mishnah before Shmuel, and then we'll, in the context that we had over here. Right? The Mishnah is makes an achmin. If she asks a specific chenvani, on that the Mishnah says that the Baal cannot be made. But that's not Nidyan Nefesh. Seemingly the reason is because fine, you can get payers from a different chenvani. That would have been the understanding. And when the Mishnah says that in panasos is elamimenu, which means that she needs to get payers on credit. She needs a chenvani which will be sensitive to that need, and she'll allow her to pay it at a later date. And this is the only chenvani that will do that for her. So therefore, that her getting payers we see is really only from this source. And if she's answering this chenvani, so she's answering payers. She's not going to have payers at all. Another chenvani. Another chenvani is not an option to replace the need. We see her without a need, so that's what the Mishnah would be saying, that is nidri inin nefesh. Now the Gemara says like this, that after the memory of Shmuel, so regardless whether she could get from another chenvani or not, that doesn't help us. That's like answering from a specific person, that Shmuel says, once you ask this specific person, if there's no heter in his peiros, then that's nidri inin nefesh. So Zot Gemara, what we might have wanted to answer that is by answering the similar way that we did in the previous part of the Mishnah. I prepared, but by peiros ha'olam, right? That, and we'll say that the issa that she's giving is again only through the Baal. Only through the Baal. So that's what, when she answers from a specific store, the reason why the Baal could maybe, that's not Nidra in a Nefesh, is because she only asked her husband from bringing, but an Acha could still bring her from that Chenvani. Now, even though that we just saw that's not sufficient. But like the judgment is that the Baal could, even though Baal can't bring it from here, but Baal could bring it from someplace else, right? So we have that heter.
By chenvani is right. The first.
Right. But that case is right. Yeah. Now on that thing, Morris says, well, in the next case, when is ein la panasosa ela from over there. So what that means is that she's answering her husband from bringing her peiros from this chenvani, but someone else could still bring it to her. So on that frekta gemara, so abazai, so why is it aser? She still has a heter ay de acher. That's what the gemara is asking over here. Now, seemingly. This hetel adi acher is not limited to her personal limitations, and just because she can't get right, she needs to get actually I shouldn't even say this. I'm sorry. The Mishnah is saying over here that for her she can only get Paris from this one, right? But we're saying that she has a heter in this one because it's only the Baal that which can't bring it. But either in Acher, someone else could bring it. So therefore, asks the Gemara that once we make this limitation in the Isser, that the Isser is only from the Baal and an Acher could bring her. So then, what's the difference? The fact that she can't get from a different place shouldn't make a nafkamina, because in the Iker Isser we have our heter. That's what the Gemara is asking. Means before the dinner of Shmuel that these peris would have been totally osur. So if these are osur, and she has no source of getting peris from anything else, that would be nidui in nefesh. But now that we're saying that she's not asking the peris of this chenvani totally, it's only through her husband, and an achra could bring her. So in the previous case, that was the basis of the heter also. So the fact that it's ein la parnos also in mokam achra, why is that malo merit? That's the Gemara's question.
Now, I heard Rabbi Dan ask the following question. How does the Ran understand this kasha? Because there's no takana al yidei abal.
Now, why is that so? So this is a piece that we have to figure out. Why is there no takana de Baal? So we're assuming that the Baal also needs parnasos only from here.
Ah, that would might be the answer.
Right.
Okay.
See, but that opens something over there, which I actually have to think through. Is that, let's say before Shmuel, right before this whole piece of Gemara, right? Ein la panasosa ayda acher, right? I mean, isn't her husband mechuyev to give her peiros? Why are we cheshmi that she needs the credit?
I said I understood it, but the husband needed it was the husband's credit. That's
okay. Okay. So if it's the husband, then this question comes back then,
right?
Okay,
fair enough.
Yeah. Right.
So, I even understood it when an acher brings it. It's still the husband's credit. That's the driving factor, right? I mean,
right. Okay. Yeah. Right.
The acher is not paying on his own. He's just delivering it.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So if that's so, then this question is here. Then you know the point is that we don't have the efsharos of it, and that's the point over here. That's if panasosei ay de acher, if the fact that we need this store to give us credit, and you know we can't work with any other places, so that's the difference. That's the answer over here, right?
I mean, maybe because it's not complete. In other words, it's that he only sometimes needs credit as compared to. That would totally exclude the husband.
Who's the he? The husband. What?
Right. Yeah. We're saying that it's going to happen that she's going to need credit, so that she's going to end up having eaten after not being able to get fruit. But it's not totally closing the husband from the picture, because you know a lot of times he pays in cash.
I mean, maybe this goes against saying, I mean, maybe the situation is that he doesn't want to give his wife money. He says, you go to this store, he'll pay you, and I'll pay him later. But Taka, I mean, like you were saying, but if the Baal wanted to go to another store, the Baal can go to another store. That's what's going on here. And so now that she asks her husband to bring from that store, fine, okay, she can still get from that store, I don't know, by herself or from somebody else.
So let me hear that again. So the way her husband is working with her, that she could only get from this store because her husband is not giving her money for it, right? So it has to work with credit. That would have been the pshat in the Mishnah, that another store would not have been an option. But once now we're talking about who could bring, what are the passages of others bringing someone else from this store, and the Baal from someone else, you know, the Baal, he personally has the ability to do it. Okay, it
like
maybe you could work it out.
Mishnah.
What?
The Ran and Mishnah is not Mashmah like that.
Oh. What's the Mashmah in the Mishnah?
First of all, there's a lot in the Mishnah itself, Panasasoi, that the husband has a problem getting food from anywhere. Because, and the Ran says, the husband can only get credit in the store. It doesn't sound like he has options of cash or going elsewhere.
Right. So if that's so then we're gonna have to deal with this question that the Ran told us before that the husband needs to be able to get from someplace else. She's asking Paris that the husband bring from this store. We need that option that he could get from someplace else. If he is affected, like the Mishnah is saying, is that Panasosa is only through this Chanvani, so that's the answer. So why is the more bothered?
I don't know if this helps, but this is the all of Mechava Mina, so the Ran and the Mishnah, I don't know if it has to fit with this part of the...
That's interesting.
Gemara. At the end, the Gemara is going to slug up this whole thing, so when the Ran was talking to Mishnah, I don't know if it was...
Okay, right. But that's
a different answer for you.
That is a valid question that needs to be worked out over here.
Oh, he doesn't understand the question.
I'm not forgetting the question. Sorry.
The Ran said above that there has to be a takana ayadei abal.
Okay.
So if all they can only get from this chenvani, they can't get from anybody else. Period. And she said, "I'm asking that you'll bring to me from that chenvani." So fine, it's true that somebody else could bring from that chenvani, but there's no takana ayadei abal. The Ran above made a whole point of saying there has to be a takana ayadei abal. That's the kasha. And it's not my kasha; it's Rabbi Dan's kasha.
Who's that?
You know, Rabbi Dan. Rabbi Dan asked the question. You know Rabbi Dan.
No.
He sits true to the right.
The Kabbalah was bothered by this also. According to what we were saying before, maybe we have an answer. Because when the Ran said that it has to be a day about, it doesn't mean that every potential problem has to be resolvable by the husband. That the problem was over there, that because she says Shaviato, she's turning it, this is what you said, she's turning it into a case of Shmuel, of Hanos playing your life. So that's why it's not the Baal in his status of husband, it's the Baal in the status of the Ploini that shouldn't be Hanos Ploini.
Okay, but she can't get from, if they can only get from this Chenvani, and right. Now she's asking her husband to bring from this Chenvani,
right.
Then he can't bring her papers at all from anywhere.
So what?
Because there has to be a takana. He's completely usher. Even if you want to say he's no different from any other pony, he's completely usher.
Yeah.
Right.
They go back to say that he's not completely usher, right? Because it's only when they don't have cash.
So that's an answer. So you didn't like that answer. I might suggest that maybe in a way to read the Mishnah. Is that he can only get credit from that guy.
Right.
But cash, anybody will take cash.
I hear. How do you catch the word panasasa? Panasasa does not mean credit, right?
I don't know. I hear your question. I don't know.
This context. I don't know.
Yeah.
It sounds like he can't get.
He can't. There's no other payroll. There's nobody. There's nobody. I mean, there's like, maybe he's the only fruit stand in town.
Right.
That was the way I originally read it, but that wasn't the way. Right. When they talked about credit, Shonen, I originally thought there's this is the only fruit stand in town. There's nobody else to go to.
I think we saw previously though that okay, so there's no one in town, so he has to schlep somewhere else. I've got a telephone roll. Does that create him in that
fashion?
I don't think so.
Oh. Well, it's not even for sure her, but it might be Beno Levine.
I don't know, because she's creating a tefillah. Right. Yeah. It's not in Nefesh.
Yeah.
Maybe see that it's sort of by the water, you know. There's two towns sharing one water source.
Oh, yeah, so that's what we want to do. Let's not go there. Thank you.
Yeah, okay, so we'll have to put that question on the side, if see what our options in that question is. Maybe that's a possibility. Maybe if you learn through the Ran, in different gears, even though he says it's all the same thing, maybe you could pick up something, from the Ran concerning this over here. But we have to just see if we can move on a little bit over here. Mm-hmm. Now, so what the Gemara is saying is that in the Sefer, to say this teres, the Gemara is saying that this teres is not going to work, and therefore the question is chayzev v'nir, and that's what the wording of the Gemara is, right? The Gemara asks the question. Gemara says if you want to give that answer, then the Gemara continues by saying, well, the Sefer, that's not going to work. That if that's so the why can't be made for, you have the same heter, right? That's what the Gemara is asking, what's the difference. On that one, the element is Sefer, the loy maisi baal, that from the fact that the Sefer, according to what we're saying, is not, well, there's a problem exactly in how you read the Gemara, but the point of the Gemara is that we're just saying the Sefer has to be that it's not limited just to the baal. The Isra in the Sefer is those parents are osur from that chenvoni, from everyone. Have a ratio, the kamaisa he. Therefore, the ratio is talking also where the Isser is, even if she herself were bringing it, meaning to say that the Isser is on all accounts. Those pairs are also no matter who brings it. So, if that's so, the question is Chayzevini. The question is back over here that in this case, when she's answering a specific chenvani, but those peris are also, and there is no takon at all, according to Shmuel, that should be nidvi nefesh and bur mishnah. That's not. Zot Gemara elo reisha in yochel ahofer utkumaisihi. Right, definitely, like we're saying, that's true. That is what the reisha is, and kumaisihi means that even if she herself would bring her, basically means anyone. And the answer to the question is as follows. The answer to the question is that the mission is Rabbi Yosi. Now, how does it answer the question? So the Ran explains that what the Gemara means is as follows, that this halacha that Shmuel was mechadish, that if one asks a specific source, a total isser on those peris, that has a din of nidra inei nefesh, that was only in Rabbanan Shita. But according to Rabbi Yosi, meaning that machloek is that we have Rabbi Yosi and Rabbanon, that there is what's in the category of in nefesh. According to the Rabbanon, right, we saw rechitza and kishut is b'chal nidvei nefesh. According to Rabbi Yosi, it's not. So this that Shmuel says, he's talking about peris. Let's say the kind, the type of thing which Rabbi Yosi would be moited to, she's only answering from a specific source. That is only according to the Rabbanan Shita. According to the way the Rabbanan hold, what's b'chal nidin nefesh, that even if it's according to the Rabbanan, one source would also be according to the Rabbanan. But according to Rabbi Yosi, the Rabbi Yosi holds that you need something that has a different level of ino in order to be b'chal nidin nefesh. So the fact that you could get it from a different source, it wouldn't be nidin nefesh according to Rabbi Yosi. And that's the Gemara's teretz. So we're asking from the Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah definitely is talking not like Shmuel. The answer is that Shmuel is only saying that Banan Shita, and the Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. That's the actual teretz of the Gemara. Now, the Ran is bothered that the Gemara continues on, and Gemara mentions two things over here which seem to be not relevant to the Teretz. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, "Do'am Rav Huna kula pirkin av yesihi." The Gemara quotes the Rav Huna that we had before, that the rest of the perek, all those mishnayos which are not related to a specific tana, or Rav Yosi. Asks the Ran, Shain asks the question that why is that relevant? We're asking from something which is in our mission itself. Our mission, that's clear as Rabbi Yosi, even if you don't agree with Rav Huna. But our mission definitely is Rabbi Yosi. So if the Gemara's teretz is that Shmuel said his halacha in Rabbanan and not in Rabbi Yosi, so that will be sufficient. Why is the Gemara mentioning that Rav Huna holds that Kula Perkins Rabbi Yosi? So on that, the Ran addresses. Let's see the Ran inside. Here, by me, it's on the top, the very beginning of the Ran on Pebez on Pebez. V'hod itzrich lememar hochom. This that it was necessary for us to hear. The Omar of Huna kula pirkei Rabbi Yosihi. This that the Gemara has to tell us, Rav Huna's memory, that the entire parak is Rabbi Yosi, we don't need that for this mission itself. We're asking from this Mishnah. Our Mishnah is clearly Rabbi Yosi. This is the answer. The reason why the Gemara mentioned this is the Chosh Hashas, because the Gemara at this point knows that we have the answer to this Mishnah over here. But Dilma have a poruch le'meidach masnisen, that there are mishnayis later on that one could ask from the katani kaidim shani nenes lebrius eni yochel lahafer ustama katani v'le mefarish bo divrei Rabbi Yosi lahochi hikdim v'omar lei dekula pirkei Rabbi Yosi hi. V'lek lemifach mino klal. Now, this maybe we have to work out to see that Maran Mokum. But what the Ran is telling us is that true that this Mishnah itself we could answer by saying that this Chilchet Shmuel only said is in Rabbanan, this Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. But there are upcoming Mishnayos, which those Mishnayos are not, the Gemara doesn't specifically, in the Mishnayos, it's not specifically Rabbi Yosi. And therefore, we could have asked the question from there. And in order to give that teretz, the same teretz there, we need to remind us that Rav Huna said that Kula Pirkin is Rabbi Yosi. So that's why this teretz will be applicable to questions which we might ask from later Mishnayos. Now, you have to look over there and to see what the example that the Ran brings. Kain Mishani Nenes Libris. Because if you remember that, I mean the Shmuel's memory is if you're asking a specific source, right? So that case over there, is that really a specific source, or that really is she's asking herself from everyone? So then that really wouldn't be a question, right? So you have to see over there exactly what the Ran means to ask, what is the Maran Mokum that he's asking from?
Well, it seems like it should be worse, no? Here she asks all the brios and he cannot be mefer. Shmuel said even if you ask her one person, he can be mefer.
Let's see, that case is the brios in the Yoho. Yes, I didn't see exactly what that Maran Mokum is. They tell you where that is?
It's on the next stuff. I'm a biz, sorry.
I'm a biz. Yeah. This Mishnah.
Yeah. And so the whole sugi and how to understand the Mishnah, but
right. Oh, Yichelin, honest from Nekod Shikun Peya. I mean, over there, you're asking specific source. Okay, right. So you have to see what that is over there. Right? I mean, Yimashiyah, there are sources that are open still. Right? Otherwise, Taku would be able to be made for. Right? So if Halacha is in a Yochel HaHofer, right, that's because there are. Akoponim. So that's the Ran is telling us. That's what the Gemara is doing over here. Because there is still questions to ask from further Mishnayis, and in order to maintain the teretz that the Gemara is saying over here, we need this. The Rav Huna told us that all of those Mishnayis are Yasi, and that'll be the teretz. Now there's another line that the Gemara says, which is also seems to be unnecessary. If you look in the Gemara, right before this sugya ends, before the two das, the Gemara says as follows: Umayin yochel hafer. This that it says in the Mishnah, any yochel hafer, mishum inay nefesh, avol meifer nidorim shebeino leveino. Right, again, we were asking a question from the Mishnah over here. The Mishnah, she answers from a chinvani, a total iser. And the Mishnah says that the Baal cannot be Mefer. That does not work with Shmuel. And the Gemara's teretz is that granted, if Shmuel's talking in Rabbanan, that Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. Now the Gemara, when the Gemara mentions, you know, when the Mishnah says that you can't be Mefer, that's just in nefesh. But Dvarim Shebeino Leveino, it still is. Now, why is that relevant to our teretz over here? That's what the Ran wants to know. Let's see this part of the Ran. V'ha de'itzrich nami l'iruche ulameimer. See what that is? That's right where we left off. And the Ran is addressing the next words in the Mora. Right? V'ha de'itzrichina, this that it's necessary l'iruche, right, for the Mora to continue on, right, elaborate. Ulameimer umay en yochel hafer mishum nidvi nefesh avam meifim mishum nidvi nomsh bein aveino. This that the Gemara is making a point that in our Mishnah, this that you can't be meifer, it's not nidvi nefesh. However, zok tomorrow, but it is. You could be meifer under the category of bein aveino. Afalgab l'prukat Shmuel l'havim matzuchlon. Even though just to answer Shmuel, this is not necessary. Ulameimer dohaman rabbi yisihi. That is the crux of the answer, right? It's not necessary to say this. So why is the Gemara speaking this out? Hainu taimu. Zokteran, the following is the answer. Mishum. The imisa de Rabbi Yosi loy motzi meifer. Were it to be, right? And again, Rabbi Yosi says in the Mishnah, right, that you cannot be meifer. Asad peiris chenvani zu, you can't be meifer. Now, we have two categories, right, which give you the right to be made for in nefesh. So it's definitely not in nefesh. And what's in question over here is that, well, what does the Mishnah mean? Is it still in the category of ben el veino, contrimes, that you could be made for? The Gemara makes a point that it is. Says the Ran, it's relevant to Agamora's teretz. The imiso del Rabbi Yosi loy motzi mefer, because were it to be that according to Rabbi Yosi, you couldn't make for afil mishum dvomish ben el veino, were that to be true, then leko lemeimar delevi l'rabbonon neder sheyesh be'inei nefesh. We would not be able to say, basically, Shmuel, right? We would not accept what Shmuel is saying, that according to the Rabbonon, it's neder inei nefesh. Ve'echetz le'echetz l'rabbonon have inei nefesh, because where there is a machlekes, right? By rechitza, that the Rabbonon hold this inei nefesh, Rabbi Yosi have it v'om shebein eleveino. You see, those cases, it is ben elveino. Mishum hochi aminon. So that's why the Gemara says that Yosi nami zvom sheben elveino havyon. Hilchos shabbat the meimar. Therefore, we could say over here, Rabbanon meifim shemini nefesh. Now let's hear that again. Right, what the Ran says. Right, the Ran tells us that in order for the Gemara's teretz to be valid, it's only possible for Shmuel to say that a limited iser is in a nefesh lefi the rabbanon only if according to Abiyasi it will be bene leveno. But if according to Abiyasi it wasn't even bene leveno, then it couldn't possibly be in a nefesh according to the rabbanon. Now, you know, he's making a dependency over here. He's showing us that that is true. Dahainu, that in the machlekes of Bar Chitza and Kishut, that according to Rabbanan, they consider it in a nefesh. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's ben leveno. However, this that it's conditional, right, that you don't really see over there. As a matter of fact, that, like, why that should even be needs a little bit of explanation. Now, as the Ran is telling us like this, is that there is some kind of plea between these two things, in a nefesh and ben leveno, and only something that Rabbi Yossi Akoponim would agree is ben leveno. If everyone agrees, everyone agrees, right? If everyone agrees that something is considered ben leveno, then that thing could go into the category of the Rabbanon specific, their inu nefesh. You know, Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold it at. But something which you wouldn't even rate, according to Rabbi Yossi, as ben leveno, is then we couldn't possibly say that according to Rabbanon, that's in a nefesh. And that's why the Gemara is stressing over here that in this that the Gemara is pointing out, that there's a machlokes, and Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree with this. This is taka specifically according to Rabbanon. This shitas Rabbanon, that something could be in a nefesh, could only possibly be only if everyone agrees that it's ben leveno. Now, again, this is a cheshbon over here, right? Why that should be needs explanation. Right? Maybe someone could tell us this. I'm just setting up what needs beer over here, right? The Ran is telling us that that's the equation, and that's why the Gemara is making a point to this.
But didn't we have the opposite in the earlier Gemara where, if I remember
correctly, this is a machlokas between Rav Ada and Rav Huna. That's my problem with this. Mm-hmm. Rav Huna Taka says that he holds it's not even Beno Leveno. Uh-huh. Rav Ada says he holds it is Beno. This is my focus. And then they said, Tanya Kavasi to Rav Ada. But, I mean, is the Ran only going once we said Tanya Kavasi to Rav Ada? He seems to be saying there's no Sephora to say like Rav Huna, which is a little bit of a appeal to me.
Especially because this whole terrace is only going to Rav Huna, basically.
Oh.
That's a different
issue because one is what Kula Perkin Rabbi Yossi and the other is what was Rabbi Yehoshua's guilt. Yeah,
who's of one and others of another?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's a good question. That's a good point. Right. I mean, along those lines of the question, if you remember that the Ran brought the Shittas HaRambam. That he passing like Rabbi Yossi, the Rambam says, the Ran says, Av Rambam posak mid Rav Huna. Oh, maybe he doesn't mean that, I'm making a mistake. Rabbi Yossi. It's understood. Right. That wasn't what I wanted to say. I realize it's not really true. The Gemara Taka, the post founding Gemara is that Rav Huna is Taka Nidchis with the Tanya Kavase. But you want to know that in a Chanami that means that this Tliya is Taka not true according to Rav Huna. Could be. See, the truth is that the Gemara's teretz, like Ran saying, doesn't really need this, right? This is what the Gemara happens to hold. Now, you know, if someone argues on that, it's not like you lose the Gemara, like Gemara's teretz, right? So that taka could be that the Gemara is saying that maskona lemaisa, Gemara brings a writer of Adam, that is the maskona. So this is true this is true. Right? I mean, you know, if you ask Rav Huna, you know, he probably would have deleted this line, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, but
and the machlokas is a little bit of a different machlokas in the way they're not just arguing Rav Yossi held; they're arguing in some sphere of whether Rav Yossi could have held that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Now, this dependency over here also needs a little bit of explanation. That why should, you know, what does one have to do with the other, right? Why should the Rabbanan's Inei Nefesh, you know, have to do with Rabbi Yossi's Beinu Leveino? Okay, we'll leave that shayla over here right now for us. But that's the man saying that's how the man explains this line in the Gemara, that the taka is a clear. There's a dependency on these two things. What could possibly be b'chlal ini nefesh in the shita Rabbanon has that's dependent on what's bein leveino, something which would not be bein leveino can possibly be according to the Rabbanon ini nefesh. Okay. Okay, we'll hold that over here for now. Mitzvah, we'll see next time the next sugya.
Oh, we're going to continue with this next sugya. Was the Shteki Karos?
Yeah, I think that's
really because it goes on to
the next stop. Yeah. I mean, I think you see something also from Shteki Karos that to me it seems like even a step further, right? You know, you answered this kikar is in an efesh, right? What does that mean? What does that mean? Right? You know, till now. Right, I mean, you could get this type of kikar from this person, right? Yeah, you know, like it's even further. Is that based on Shmuel, just a step further to this idea? You know, this both Shmuel, right? That this halach, but it sounds like you have one kikar that she happens to like this type, right? And that has the dinner of inin nefesh. Right, so this is something which is even further from what we discussed till now. Till now, the last piece we were talking about, you know, akoponim peris shoplaini, right? Kikor shoplaini, right? Like, you know, asking one kikor and that has a din of inin nefesh. Like, I wasn't sure where that comes in. Right? How did that have such a thing that one specific kikor is inin nefesh?
When you're saying meaning, because it's just this role, I go to LI1 and get another role.
Right. You're not even asking, you know, that source. Right? Just asking them more specific, you know.
Right.
Yeah, okay, so we'll leave you with that question, right?
I don't know, did you see the toast post there?
I don't think so.
Toast post says it's an inami. That there's two answers. One is Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi.
You're back upstairs.
Yeah, and Shmuel is going in the Rabbanan. And it's an inami that the Mishnah was only talking about you can't be made for Mishum Inui Nefesh, but Mishum Beino Leveino you could. And Shmuel was saying, why can you be made for? He didn't say the reason. He's talking Beino Leveino.
Right.
Tosfos says it's an inami. It's interesting. They have a kasha. They bring down Rabbeinu Yonah, who says more like the Ran.